I'm Anne-Marie Awad. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.3 WRKF and WRKF.org. Festival season is winding down, but crawfish season is still going strong for about another month. A few weeks ago, I decided to take a trip to Brobridge for the world-famous Brobridge Crawfish Festival. And who better to show a Yankee girl around than Sam Irwin, a freelance writer who just put out a whole book all about crawfish. It's called Louisiana Crawfish, A Succulent History of the Cajun Crustacean.
Well, we're here at the Brobridge Crawfish Festival, which had its origins with Brobridge's centennial celebration in 1959. That 1959 centennial was not really of the town's founding, but of its incorporation. But that was a pretty good excuse to have a celebration.
There is music everywhere, and if by some chance there isn't a band playing on one end of the festival or another, it's being piped in through speakers. And there is a steady accordion beat underneath everything. I wouldn't be surprised if you could hear it across town. There's a lot of dancing, even though it's sweltering out. Even some vendors are moving their hips a little bit under the shade of their tents. Oh, and there are lots of vendors selling crawfish jewelry, crawfish artwork. Someone's even selling a table specifically designed for eating boiled crawfish. There's a hole in the middle where you can drop all of the shells. None of this is news to Sam Irwin.
I grew up in it. My parents were involved in it. I was in the marching band. I marched in all the parades. My sister were in all of the beauty contests and stuff. My younger sister, Susan, was the junior crawfish queen and the big girl crawfish queen. And I had to escort my sister in the beauty pageant when I was a little kid.
The beginnings of the Crawfish Festival were full of characters. First of all, to raise money for the festival, a group of Brobridge men grew out their beards, dressed in period attire, and held a kangaroo court, handing out citations to any man without a beard. And then there was Leon Bro, a descendant of the Bros who founded Brobridge. One morning in 1960, he woke up and declared himself the eternal crawfish king. Leon had nothing to do with the folks who organized the festival, for the record, but he issued a royal proclamation to announce the festival every year, and every year he put himself at the head of the parade. And while Leon Bro is no longer around to lead the parade, there are still some crawfish festival traditions that live on.
Ever since 1959, they've been having a crawfish cook-off, you know, a cooking contest. But those are time-honored county fair kind of contests that you do. So we used to do a peeling contest, and they still do the etouffee contest.
I had to check this out. So while Sam signed some books, I wandered to the cook-off tent, flanked on all sides by people stirring pots of delicious-smelling etouffee.
I never done this before in a competition, but everybody at home seems to like my etouffee, so we're gonna try.
So you think you're gonna win this year?
It's all in good fun. Win or lose, have a good time, that's all that matters. Everybody has their own little secrets, but that's it, all in good fun.
Even though it's got its own competition, etouffee is not the only way you can enjoy crawfish at this festival. It's here in all forms, shapes, and sauces. There are these things called Cajun pistols, which are rolls stuffed with crawfish, cheese, and spices. There's crawfish beignets, likewise covered in cheese and a little bit of spicy mayo. I see crawfish hot dogs, crawfish patties, and of course, boiled crawfish. But Sam is something of a traditionalist. He only likes etouffee, bisque, and stew.
You know, so I won't try those fancy-dancy dishes. You know, I just honor the crawfish for what it is, the crawfish.
To learn more about Louisiana's long-standing love affair with crawfish, from industry to etouffee, check out Sam Irwin's book, Louisiana Crawfish, A Succulent History of the Cajun Crustacean. And you can go to WRKF.org to see photos from the festival and hear my extended chat with Sam in the studio. Anne-Marie Awad, WRKF News.